Joe Carson rents an apartment on Telephone Hill. He's been living there for 2 decades. Since the city and borough of Juneau took over ownership of the neighborhood's land about 2 years ago, he's been checking his mailbox for an eviction notice. So far, nothing's come.
I don't know if I could be evicted this summer or I could be here forever. I don't know. I have not heard from the city. Nobody has.
The neighborhood is on roughly 4 acres of land on a hill that straddles the state office building downtown. The city took it over from the state in 2023, which had owned it since the 80s. It was originally intended to build a new Capitol complex there, but that obviously never happened. Last year, the Juneau Assembly voted to redevelop the neighborhood to build denser housing there. Members said the decision was in response to Juneau's severe lack of housing. But Carson says that same severe lack of housing is exactly why he and many of his neighbors haven't looked for another place, despite knowing the city's plan.
I don't really have a plan B, to tell you the truth. Given what the housing is, if I wasn't living here, I'm not sure what I would do. Because, I mean, this is not a good time to find yourself without housing in Juneau, that's for sure.
Another Telephone Hill resident, Morgan Duffseth, says she's stressed about finding a new place and also worries that the new units built won't be affordable for most residents.
There's a lot of different things you could do with this other than turn it into condos.
Last year, the city put out a request for interest for developers who might want to take on the project. The deadline to reply was in late February, and only one developer responded. It was a Washington and Idaho-based developer called Johnson & Carr. In its response to the city, the company says it wants to take on the project in spite of significant economic obstacles. It outlined a plan to build, quote, no less than some combination of 40 affordable units for all income groups, modest-priced single-level housing for seniors, and, likely, market-rate for-sale condominiums. Here's Tyler Carr with the company.
It does take collaboration with the city to figure out the different financing vehicles that are available for different depths of affordability. So not to be vague, but that's at this level, it still has to be widely bracketed until we get further collaboration from the city and market analysis.
Last year, the Assembly agreed to set a goal for the project to offer about a fifth of the new units at below market rent. But there are no actual mandated requirements in place yet. Those, if any, are likely to be discussed by the Assembly later down the line. Though some members, like Mayor Beth Weldon, have said they worry that adding additional requirements might discourage developers from doing the project. This is her speaking on the topic this fall.
My personal feeling is we should just let an outright bidding war happen and get as much money we can from the Telephone Hill. It's prime real estate. We would get prime costs. And if we go the route of getting the most bang for the buck, then we don't have to put any money into doing any project development or any landscaping or anything like that.
City officials have warned that if the Assembly wants to mandate affordability requirements as part of the development, they can expect to have to pay for it. According to City Manager Katie Kester, the project still has quite a few steps to go before breaking ground.
Telephone Hill will be redeveloped. However, we're, you know, not evicting anyone without having real solid timelines and a plan for what that development looks like. So I know that there's some uncertainty in that.
She says the residents there should be looking for other places to live in the meantime. The Assembly will likely get an update on the project in the coming months and decide on how to move forward with redevelopment. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.